Books on Tape presents Love, Lies and Liquor, an Agatha Raisin mystery by M.C. Beaton, read by Donata Peters. Chapter 1. James Lacey, Agatha Raisin's ex-husband, with whom she was still in love, had come back into her life. He'd moved into his old cottage next door to Agatha's. But although he seemed interested in Agatha's work at her detective agency, not a glint of love lightened his blue eyes. Agatha dressed more carefully than she'd done in ages and spent a fortune at the beautician's, but to no avail. This was the way she thought sadly that things had been before. She felt as if some cruel hand had wound the clock of time backwards. Just when Agatha was about to give up, James called on her and said friends of his had moved into Ancombe and had invited them both to dinner. His host, he said, was Mr. David Hewitt, who was retired from the Ministry of Defence. His wife was called Jill. Delighted to be invited as a couple, Agatha set out with James from their cottages in the village of Carsley in the English Cotswolds to drive the short distance to Ancombe. The lilac blossom was out in its full glory. Wisteria and clematis trailed down the walls of honey-coloured cottages, and hawthorn, the fairy tree, sent out a heady, sweet smell in the evening air. Agatha experienced a qualm of nervousness as she drove them towards Ancombe. She'd made a few visits to James in his cottage, but they were always brief. James was always occupied with something and seemed relieved when she left. Agatha planned to make the most of this outing. She was dressed in a biscuit-coloured suit with a lemon-coloured blouse and high-heeled sandals. Her brown hair gleamed and shone. James was wearing a tweed sports jacket and flannels. "Am I overdressed?" asked Agatha.